Archbishop Ngubé sounded weary on the telephone from his home in Bulawayo. He said the pictures were part of what he called a long-term strategy. He said many people had shown him support, and he is praying a great deal. The pictures allegedly taken by a secret camera in the Archbishop's bedroom show a naked man, the state press is Pius Ngubé, and a woman in a bed in the same room. The state media was on hand Monday when the sheriff of Bulawayo served a summons on the Archbishop at St. Mary's Cathedral. The summons says a technician at the National Railways of Zimbabwe, Onesimus Debanda, claims his wife Rosemary worked at the cathedral and was having a two-year affair with the Archbishop. Debanda has demanded $100,000 in damages. Rosemary Debanda told Zimbabwe state media she was separated from her husband at the time she began a sexual relationship with the Archbishop. A founder of the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change, attorney David Coulthart, said the revelations in the state press and the summons appeared to be a well-coordinated campaign to embarrass the outspoken government critic. Coulthart says he does not believe a state-employed railway technician could have afforded a sophisticated operation like the one that produced the lurid pictures published in the state press and on television. He said Archbishop Ngubé was President Mugabe's most consistent critic, and the state had felt restrained from arresting, torturing, or killing him, as happened to many others who opposed the present government. He said President Mugabe had obviously known in advance of the revelations, as he referred to priests on July 7th, saying, "Some of them have sworn to celibacy, but they sleep around." Coulthart said it is hypocritical for the government to focus on this issue because President Mugabe had children with a married woman when his first wife, Sally, was dying. Coulthart said he and many of his colleagues and friends would support Archbishop Ngubé regardless of whether the allegations contained in the summons or in the state press proved to be true or not. A lawyer for the Archbishop, Nicholas Matonsi, said in his years as a lawyer in Bulawayo, he had never seen a summons delivered with a crowd of state journalists in attendance. A longtime parishioner in the Archbishop's church said she was not concerned about what he might or might not have done in his private life. He has never condemned human frailty, but he has always condemned evil, she said. Over the years, several senior Catholic clerics in Zimbabwe have had children and remained in the church, despite their vows of celibacy. This is the first time a Catholic cleric's alleged sexuality has been made public in Zimbabwe. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News.